USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a commission is being formed to investigate the January 6th Capitol Hill riot and make sure nothing like it will ever happen again. Pelosi announcing the panel on Monday and saying it will be similar to the one formed after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is blaming the federal government and the nursing homes for the coronavirus death toll in his state. Cuomo again suggesting Monday during a press conference that he'd been following federal guidance when he ordered nursing homes to accept COVID-19 patients once they had been discharged from hospitals.
COVID got into the nursing homes by staff walking into the nursing home, even though they were asymptomatic, because the national experts all told us you could only spread COVID if you had symptoms.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Enrollment in Obamacare has reopened Monday for eligible Americans. The Department of Health and Human Services has reopened insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. President Biden announced earlier this year his administration would allow Americans who have lost their jobs and employer-based insurance during the pandemic to get coverage. Worth noting, losing your health care coverage always qualifies you for a special enrollment period. Winter storm warnings remain in place from Texas to Maine for a powerful system that's bringing a wide variety of weather with it. Folks in Texas continue to clean up from the snow that fell there, as wind chill readings are in the teens all the way to the Gulf Coast. The storm is heading up towards the Ohio River Valley, where people in Cincinnati and Cleveland could see 8 inches to a foot of snow. Ice continues to accumulate from northern Alabama to West Virginia as freezing rain falls there, and a tornado watch is in effect for parts of Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo facing heat from Democrats and Republicans.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign following an aide's admission that the state covered up the true death toll due to COVID in the state's nursing homes. Some have also questioned whether the death toll was worsened by a decision to try to ease pressure on the state's hospital system by barring nursing homes from refusing to take on people who had COVID-19. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions that decision, telling Fox News that it was unnecessary because of the resources the federal government was making available.
President Trump, the administration had sent the USNS Comfort. Because the Javits Center became this massive field hospital, there was no reason to be placing all of these infected patients with healthy nursing home residents. Governor Cuomo had already stated his awareness that coronavirus was so deadly for seniors. So it wasn't like this nursing home directive came before Governor Cuomo was publicly telling New Yorkers that there was this increased issue for seniors.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Minneapolis City Council has reversed course and unanimously approved $6.4 million to hire dozens of police officers. The move comes after the city experienced a spike in violent crimes. In December, the council had voted to remove $8 million of police funding and expand to a mental health crisis response team and violence prevention. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.